Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Network. It is our pleasure to welcome one of the top 100 hockey players of all time, Brian Trotche, and he is here to talk about Three Ice. And we've been talking to some people about this new league that's going to be starting up next year, a three-on-three league, kind of modeled like the Big Three basketball had. And one of the coaches, and there's some great coaches, is going to be Brian, when they first of all, welcome to the show. But when they first approached you to do this, basically playing the whole game like a modern day overtime, did it sound exciting to you, or did you have to get talked into it?
Well, hi, Rick. It's a pleasure to be on the show. First off, and no, it was Craig Patrick gave me a call. My former general manager with the Pittsburgh Penguins, he's the commissioner of the Three Ice League, and Eddie Johnson, who is one of the coaches, my old co-coaches, he was head coach, I was assistant coach with Eddie Johnson here. It's his son who's spearheading this with Steve Baker. And Eddie and Craig kind of tag-teamed me, and they said, we'd love to have you. You'd be perfect for this. You can mentor these kids. You can direct them, give them a little, the right kind of pep talk. It's all about showcasing skill. And who doesn't want to be involved in that? It's kind of fire wagon hockey. I told them, I said I'm gonna have to put my fast and furious brain back in gear, because it's all about speed. It's all about attack, attack, attack. The goaltenders are gonna have to enjoy lots of shots and second chances, third chances. There's gonna be some outman situations and two on ones. And I said to myself, you know, this is gonna be really interesting. So when you can showcase skill and speed and creativity, I think those things are very, very alluring for every hockey player, let alone a coach. So yeah, I was an easy target for him.
Very interesting.
It's an honor to be asked as well. So when you look at the staff, and can I just talk about the coaching staff? Like you alluded to it a little bit. It's like there's like John LeClair, you know, Montreal Canadian, Pittsburgh Penguin, Legion of Doom, Philadelphia. You know, Stanley Cup champ with Montreal Canadiens, Joey Mullen, former teammate of mine here in Pittsburgh, Larry Murphy, you know, Stanley Cup champion, Pittsburgh Penguins, Detroit Red Wings. We have staff, Guy Carbonneau, Montreal Canadiens. We've got an Angela Ruggiero. We're so proud to have Angela, because she's like a training guru when it comes to like women's sport, let alone athletes in general. We're so proud. I've known Angela for 20 years, and she's very engaged and really, really a wonderful, wonderful asset to this little three ice. I just wanted to get that in there about the coaches, because we're all about team, every one of us, and we're not about ourselves. We're about promoting the players, the game, and the skill of the game, and that kind of stuff. And it's been wonderful to watch this coaching staff evolve.
Yeah, and you got Grant Fuhr in there as well. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Story. Yeah.
And speaking about guys in between the pipes, I had Eddie Johnson on the show last week, and it's great because here's a guy in his 80s who did it all in the front office and also as a goalie. And I asked him about playing every minute of every game the whole season, and he said it was only because the backup goalie was the trainer. And then he said we all wore number one, and that was our IQ because we played without masks. I mean, it's just amazing. It's amazing to get a guy from our dad's generation. I mean, that just adds a little spice to it, doesn't it?
It does. And if you know Eddie a little bit, he shares everything. He doesn't. If you want to know something about the game of hockey, and you got an hour, I mean, it is. He's a special person. He's one of my favorite people in all the game. The game of hockey, and I coached with him here in Pittsburgh for 5 years, and I learned so much from him as a coach. How you prepare, how you work the bench, how you talk to players, and how you earn respect and give respect. And it was just really kind of he's such a mentor for me, let alone these young hockey players that are going to have him as a coach on 3-on-3. So he's genuine. He's funny. He's got a great sense of humor, and he uses it well. And when he's talking to people, and I'm glad you guys got to get a little taste of it.
No doubt about it. We're speaking with Brian Trotche, talking about Three Ice. He's going to be one of the coaches. I always, especially when the Isles were having kind of some down times, I used to show my age by saying all 4 years I was in high school, the Islanders won the Stanley Cup every year. And people were like, no, it's not possible. But for you were such a great center in the way that, like Gordie Howe, you took your defense seriously, and from forechecking to everything. I mean, it's one thing when you're a center, when it's your responsibility to run that the shift, the offense on your shift. But what was it about that defensive tenacity that you had?
You know, I don't know, but like I played defense all the way up to junior hockey, and you know, Stan Dunn, my junior coach, tried me up on forward, and I played some forward growing up too, and I like playing forward. But when you play in small towns and you don't have a lot of players, like we had like seven, eight, nine players on our team at a time, I could log ice time by playing defense, jump in the attack, carry the puck, you know, push the attack from our net, and help things out in our zone. I was a pretty good skater, and for that little area anyway. And I just, but I wasn't tall and I wasn't big, and but I could log ice time. And but I always prided myself in, you know, just defending and at the same time attacking. So the transition game was there at a relatively early age. So I had my dad as my coach for like 3 or 4 years, and you know, he just played the heck out of me. And I think that my skills developed. I think I got a wonderful sense of team. I think I got a wonderful sense of, you know, moving puck and passing puck, give and go, and that kind of stuff. So yeah, I could lug the puck and log ice time. So I think those two things, and just stamina. I prided myself in stamina conditioning, so I didn't mind going from end to end and helping deep in our zone and attacking deep to the other end. And you know, just finding the what's the right word, the cruise control of a 60-minute game and the demands of the physical aspect of the game. I didn't mind bumping and grinding. I actually liked leaving games feeling totally exhausted. That was a good game. Like when I had nothing in the tank and I slept well, I slept a lot better that night. That was a good game. That was an exciting game, you know. So going head to head with like Darryl Sittler, you know, 60 minutes every face off, you know, both ends, corners, front of the net, it's going to be a battle all night. Like Mark Messier when he came into the league, and finding these youngsters that, you know, you're going to battle you 60 minutes and it's a full ice. I enjoyed that aspect of it, and going up against some of the monsters, where there was King Kong Korab in Buffalo, or you know, Big Bird Larry Robinson in Montreal, and you know, trying to overcome some of their strengths and size. It made it fun for me, and being a little sneaky about it and deceptive was always a part of my game. And but there was nothing really dramatic about it. I wasn't like an end-to-end rusher kind of guy. I like to finagle things and utilize teammates, and you know, Mike Bossy on the right side in New York, and Big Clark Gillies, and finding ways to attack goaltenders and defenders. And it was always great. And I look back at those Islander days as some of my growing up years, because I had Al Arbor as my mentor as a coach, and then coming to Pittsburgh and feeling appreciated all over again was so special. And just, you know, just maintaining a sense of pride and dignity in my game and how I conducted myself on and off the ice was always, you know, something that I took very serious, and because it reflected on my family and my kids and obviously my brothers, sisters, and family. But it reflects well on all of us. I'm very proud of all the hockey guys, because I've got to think real hard to find a jerk in the game of hockey. They're all pretty good guys. Like I love that about my hockey guys.
It's very cool. I remember the first year of the Sharks at the Cal Palace, and I went to see the Penguins. You know, everybody wanted to see Jágr and Lemieux and you. And still to this day, and I've been to 1,000 Sharks games, Mario Lemieux is the best player I've ever seen. A guy that size, you could not get the puck off that guy. And he's appreciated. I don't think he's appreciated enough at just how amazing Lemieux was, don't you think?
Well, he's arguably top three all time with Orr, Gretzky, and there's only one Mr. Hockey, so he's one level above those three guys. But I think for all of us who've played against him, some of us who had the fun of coaching him, we certainly appreciate every little thing about him, because he's magical. Like, he just creates magic, and every shift he does something that just, you go, wow. That was special. But you know, those the players like Jágr and Crosby and Lemieux and those Gretzkys, they're special athlete, and to look so composed and smooth and for a tall man, like you said, his reach, his length, his lankiness, and trying to protect the puck and trying to get it from him. I mean, he just, one foul swoop, he's by you. And it just, it's really, really a tough man to defend for one-on-one. I don't know if there's anybody better than Mario. You're right. I think when it comes to, like, power play, I don't think there's anybody more dangerous than Mario because he can hurt you in so many different ways. So you want the puck on his stick. You know, and he was a tremendous penalty killer. People don't realize because he had that reach and he could deflect, defend, and scoop up loose pucks and log ice time. So he's a special person in my mind as well. So as far as like not only hockey, but he's gracious off the ice, great team captain, great leader. You know, soft spoken, but when he says something, everybody pays attention. It's usually something pretty insightful and pretty in depth, and you know, it's meaningful. So no, he's a unique guy, and I'm glad you brought up his name, because he's in my mind top performer all time.
Yeah, no doubt. And Brian Trotche, no slouch himself. Last question for you. You know, this is, we're, you know, 2021, we're getting going. Are you thinking about rosters? Are you thinking about your style? Are you going to play with two up front and a blue liner? Are you going to switch people up? Are you going to go single file? How are you going to do this?
Well, we have our roster. It's not a big roster. It's a short, it's only got six skaters and a goaltender. So the, and one X. So we're going to be short shifting people, but it's going to be fast and furious. I think anytime we have the puck, it's transition. Anytime we can attack, we're going to attack. And we're going to jump players. Defense has a green light to jump in the attack. Forwards might have to hold the fort back on D. So got to work on your poke check and your deflection, keep them to the outside forwards. But I think it's going to be action packed. We're going to be tweaking as we go. I think if you have an injury or something, it always changes your chemistry of your lineup. You think, oh, I got the best lineup. Oh, injury. Okay, now I've got to change things up a little bit. So players got to be ready to play with anybody, and that's kind of the world of hockey in today's world anyway. So I think players are going to embrace this. For us as coaches, I think they're going to look for some direction, just a little bit of motivation, because I think we're showcasing their skills, we're showcasing their creativity and their speed. So for goaltenders, it's going to be an opportunity for them to show off agility. It's going to be an opportunity to show off their acrobatic save on the third save. They're not just going to block shots. They're going to have to, like, respond. So it's going to be action, and we want that puck moving. We want to see that. We want to promote that aspect of our game. So from the purest aspect of it, I'm very excited about what's going to transpire here. And you know, we're going to be gathering again here in the short period of time to look at rosters and lists and who's coming to training camp. And I'm eager to see that list as it grows and expands and drops players. But it's kind of a what do I call it? Like a canvas or an open canvas, and we can paint the picture as we go, because it's something new, something exciting.
Great stuff from a man who has his name all over the Stanley Cup, Brian Trotche. He'll be a head coach in 3ICE. Go online and check it out. It's the number 3ICE, 3ICE.com. Brian, thanks so much for your time, man, and great to talk to you. Great conversation, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
My pleasure. Call anytime, guys. You got my number. Look forward to it. Okay.
All right. Awesome stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.